KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A search for a missing teenager has entered its second day in Port Shepstone on the south coast. Rescue workers say they responded to a drowning call at Sea Park Beach yesterday. The National Sea Rescue Institute's Craig Lambinen says it's believed the 18-year-old got caught in rip currents while swimming.
An NSRI rescue craft jet trip was towed to the scene with the NSRI rescue vehicle, while NSRI rescue swimmers, the South African Police Services, Medivac Ambulance Services and Police Search and Rescue responded. Police Search and Rescue are continuing in an ongoing search.
Police are investigating a case of murder after a businessman was gunned down in Umhlanga, north of Durban. Shailen Singh, believed to be the owner of a truck and security company, was allegedly ambushed in the parking lot in Meridian Drive yesterday. SAPS KZN spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda.
Information at this stage suggests that the victim was seated in his vehicle when suspects opened fire at him, killing him instantly. The unknown number of suspects are said to have fled from the scene in two vehicles.
Nat Joins says government has intensified its operations along the South Africa-Mozambique border to prevent opportunistic criminal activity. It's in the midst of violent protests in the neighbouring country, which have left at least 250 people dead. Unrest began after the October 9 presidential election results, which the opposition claims were rigged. Last week, the Mozambique's highest court confirmed that Daniel Chapo of the Frelimo Party won the race. President Cyril Ramaphosa has sent South Africa's National Security Advisor, Professor Sydney Mofumadi, as a special envoy to engage with the country's leaders. Here's Nat Joins' Debelo Mosegili.
The government of South Africa is actively engaging the government of Mozambique at a bilateral level to address these concerns and explore sustainable solutions to ensure that appropriate measures are implemented to restore order and enhance security in affected regions. The government of South Africa urges its citizens to remain calm and to refrain from spreading unverified information that may lead to unnecessary panic.
And authorities in South Korea have asked for a court warrant to detain the impeached president Yoon Suk-yeol over his attempts to impose military rule. Investigators say they plan to question him on charges of abuse of authority and orchestrating a rebellion. The martial law decree earlier this month was short-lived but triggered weeks of unrest. Your top story this hour, a search for a missing teenager has entered its second day in Port Shepstone on the south coast. It's after rescue workers responded to a drowning call at Sea Park Beach yesterday. You can find more on these and other stories at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For the News Watch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.